All right, welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. I am Zach, your host, and joining me as usual, Thomas and Kohai on this Wednesday evening. This podcast is going to be racing orientated, and we'll also be putting out another league one separately as well. But just coming back from Hawkesbury, Canterbury ran today, and Warrnambool has been in full flight as well. As I welcome in Thomas, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Any joy at Warrnambool? Do you have a Warrnambool bet?
I think I had a few bets day one of the carnival. Had a good winner and then just gave it all back.
I didn't get a heaps though. There was heaps of favourites get rolled.
Yeah, there was.
There was just none, were they? Like,
huh? Massive.
Quarty today as well was huge. There was a guy.
Hectic.
Corey was telling me like $20 in $9,000.
Yeah, I got sent a few of them. Yeah, $20 and a few other guys spent 100 and got 50%. And they were all around $15, weren't they? Like,
you look at the punter three. They sent us three for email. Olmo had field for second leg. Yeah. If he didn't have a field, he'd have 140%. Yeah. You just go, fuck me. Like, that's a lot of cash.
Good on him. What about you, Coy? Any Warrnambool bets?
No.
No, me either.
No bets today.
Anything yesterday?
No, not even. I just kind of admired. I never have at Warrnambool.
I'm not huge on the big long races either. I'm a bit.
It's on the bucket list though, eh?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Well, you probably got your white sunnies and your Arnett's ready to go, yeah? You gotta wear your
Tarry like. Tarry cash, sir.
Oh, beautiful.
I was telling you boys just before we started, the little social piece I put out yesterday of the big fella looking at his phone during a wedding ceremony and obviously either landing a quaddy, landing a winner or landing a multi or something. It was great vision. That's actually gone off. So I did put it on Twitter and Tommy, you were saying Joel Kane and those boys have got into it.
Have you done it before? Are you guilty of it?
Yeah, right. Ryan Gray, if you're listening, Ryan Gray. Stapo and I were watching the races during your ceremony. So sorry, but.
As if Ryan Gray didn't have an ear on it himself. Like, I'm picturing him up in the ceremony just looking in the skyrocket.
Well, if you can imagine Ryan's wedding, he married a beautiful Serb girl and it was like. Very proper. So he went for ages and bought, the men and the women were split into half in the church and my missus was pretty dirty because she was sitting on the side and me, Stapo and like Louie and stuff were just like, the phone was on his back, we were watching. Anyway, it's fantastic.
Long story short, with that, I've been guilty as well, but the most recent wedding that I just came back from the other week, the groom, massive punter, loves punting. And due to that, and his missus knows that he punts, furiously, like a maniac. So, long story short, when they were planning all this, they just went, all right, we'll move the wedding date from a Saturday. We're going to put it on a Thursday so you can have the fucking punting done on the Saturday. So,
what a woman.
Keeper.
There's a handful of days where you just can't get married on.
Saturdays.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Like, and I've had to go to a couple, like, I think in the last couple of years, during spring, and you're like, hang on a sec. You have any idea? And they're, because, like, all of us know racing, but I've got a lot of friends who don't really punt. They're like, they're footy heads and whatever, but they don't really give a shit about horses. And they're like, I'm like, hang on, do you understand that October around there is not a bit of a no-go zone?
A big time.
I'm pretty sure, like, Dad
or grand final day.
Like. Dad told me he remembers watching a race on his wedding day. Like,
Well, generally, it's just one of those.
Married since, and that's but
it's just one of those like toilet stops too, right? So you're just gonna.
What? It's a game changer. Cowie's capable of this as well. Is the wireless earphone, and just having the wireless earphone with the TAB on, the Sky Sports Radio on all day.
Yeah,
it's just a game changer. Like, I'm out doing stuff on a Saturday.
Yeah, one AirPod in
the whole time. Oh,
yeah.
At a wedding, changer. I mean, I reckon don't go the wireless. Put the old wires up the sleeve and just lean on it whilst. It's a classic move.
Some Inspector Gadget shit there.
Kyle. Yeah, it's very clever. Have I watched races whilst teaching on a Wednesday? Yeah, I have. Yep. Even did it today. But moving on, because that's just
any luck?
The what's it called? Magic Ruler. Was it correct? Like, I was doing what the guy did in the little video. Some somber news from the weekend. I had one of the most unlucky weekends of my life on the punt. So, Tom, you were talking about flexible pretty hard last week. I kind of followed you in. I went, sweet deal, got the good price. Paul Joyce was frothing on it, had a big bet on it. So I put that into win. I did Subpoenaed, which ran in the race before Flexible. Can't remember what the race was, whatever it was. That was like 350, 380 a place, which I put into place. And then I chucked in.
Is it the Oaks? I think it was, wasn't it?
Whatever it was, yeah. in Adelaide. So it was sweet deal win. It was Subpoenaed place. So we're getting like 460, 380. And then I did Flexible to place at $4. It's paying a touch over $4,000. And for anyone that didn't watch the derby, wherever it was, I can't remember.
It was the Oaks. So the Oaks, sorry, the Oaks. In the Sangster.
The one Sangster, that's it, right. It, yeah. And then anyone didn't watch Flexible and Pikey aboard, if it got clear running, it wins. And it ended up coming fourth by, I would give it, I don't even want to look at the margins, but it's like 0.001 of a length or something. It was sickening. And it said
it
photo.
It was less than a ruler.
Yeah, it said photo and it. It wasn't a photo. We know. I knew that it didn't get the bob the head, so that was really disappointing. But did get the quaddy, I think it was in Queensland, so it saved the day. Got that twice, so that helped. But that was pretty sick, Tom. And you had a good lash at Flexible too.
Yeah, I was pretty keen. I was pretty keen with Flexible. There were a couple of horses I spruced up, and I just sort of needed a couple of them to win. And I got to halfway through the day and I knew, like, I was going really well and I had that bad feeling, like, when you go well early, you're like...
Yeah, your big bets aren't going to come off.
It's not going to keep happening for me because early on I had...
Glen Eagles.
Hang on. What did I say about Steely on last week's podcast? Oh, yeah. And it won.
Yeah.
Dickhead, and I sent him a message again. I go, oh, was this another watch it go around? He's like, fuck. He goes, yeah, Gerald wasn't that keen on it. And it fucking goes around and wins again.
And
so Steely wins. Yeah, Golden Gorge.
I got a good tip Saturday morning for Golden Gorge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good win, good push. And
it drifted a touch.
Lunce is.
Did you back
well.
That?
I didn't back it, but no, right. I made as a share in it, and the money was
came. Yeah, it was solid, eh?
Sweet deal. I'm a big fan. And then... That's where the point was, like, all right.
Did you back Sweet Deal?
Yeah,
massive. Yeah, yeah.
No, look, I talked it up. It's one of my horses.
Well, everyone was
over
Ethereum. It came 10th. Sweet Deal was enormous.
And then I was on Way Up in the Sky, who came second.
Oh, yeah, to Embracer.
And I thought Embracer trialled really well. Ellsberg was a bit disappointing, but still ran really well. And the other one to talk about was Garibaldi.
That was sick.
Queensland missing good, eh? Jump, running strong. And Eve... Cav was so keen on Fender all through the week, and I thought Garibaldi was a great thing, but I said to myself, I was like, okay, just in case something happens, I need to have the exact offender into.
You got that? Right. Oh, you didn't do it. But even the Ellsberg race where you said that Exabone won, so a bunch of that must be a bit of a syndication because those boys that own
the Triple Crown.
Or Bellflyer, those boys are all in on Exabone. Archidamus. Yeah, congrats. I won it 2 years ago, wins it again. And Tony Brassel, mate, he tipped that in pass in the last at 30, so I wish I followed that in.
It was a very fair track, though, wasn't it? I think. For the most part, I think it was really, really, really fair, and I was kind of taken aback.
I don't think I knew. I didn't even think of in pass. Like,
no.
So the other random, like Grande Remore or whatever, that was the go-to. But a huge win.
It was the lay of the day, according to Tim.
Yeah, Ryan, I heard that lay of the day.
I think that's why I didn't put any money on it.
Yeah,
I think that was just a sit and watch race for me. So
I think I was just sad by that point. But I think a huge win in Queensland was Private Eye. You boys remember that race?
Yeah.
Abdullah was just cruising at the back, and somehow that was enormous. And he's flying at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah,
people put a lot of shit on Abdullah for the last like year or two. He's not doing anything. He's not winning. He's been flying lately.
I thought Vasika was running pretty well as well, but Nikanova, we spoke about last
Orman.
Week.
That's why I had it in the quaddie. That's why my quaddie played pretty sick there. I had that in. Well, I don't know what the other thing was. The favorite in the race,
Trekking.
Yeah,
was it? Yeah, I had Trekking. Yeah, how many people had Trekking? Where did it come? Fourth or something?
Fourth or fifth, yeah.
Well, it was looking all right, and then fifth. Last sort of
fitness
150,
just came.
Yeah.
The ride of Nikanova was outstanding.
Yeah, Jimmy.
He's a good rider, eh? And he went up the inside and just flew, but yeah, Trekking must have been brutal for some people. Like you said, Tommy, Fender was pretty good, but it was always going to be Fender or Garibaldi, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was a two-horse race, big time.
I still think Garibaldi is the one to follow. Keep following it. If it can jump, I think it's a special horse.
Going back to Lunsies, did I hear that's been spelled for the spring?
Yeah, so it's only had two runs, but then Chris Lee's pretty happy with that win, going, all right, I'm putting it away for spring. So
that's pretty enormous.
You've got to listen to that when Chris Lee's going to do this, something like that.
Yeah, when he gets confident on those things. Bo Rossa, do you remember that? So Bo Rossa went down the other week in Melbourne by an absolute nostril. It was enormous, this one. It ended up paying $5, and it won by like nearly two lengths over in... what was it called? The Bronze Stakes or something. Tab Bronze Stakes or whatever the hell it is. That was a good win. Instant Celebrity was good for Craig Williams. That was where Sapina comes second. Rubisaki's back. Rubisaki comes third. Yeah, so it was all happening. So, look, Autumn Carnival's finished, but it seemed to...
Great story about the winner of the Oaks as well. They bought it for $5,000, and the guy that owns it is like a...
Pilot for horses.
Transports a lot of horses across from Perth.
Great interview on .com post-race.
I didn't see it, but I just heard a few of the stories, and it was, really good to hear, so...
And I think a lot of the... racing's a pretty tight-knit sport, but, like, during that interview... All the jocks and other trainers within the race came up to him mid-interview and just like, congrats. Yeah.
That's what the story's about. Like,
did you see the story of the sick guy?
These are the things we've got to be broadcasting. Even that story about Jet Stanley last week, that just touched everyone.
Yeah,
so we spoke about it last week, but I think that's great stories.
Yeah, the guy that was going to palliative care and just wanted to...
I think he had a matter of days.
Yeah, left. They were taking him there and you go, anywhere you want to go before you go to palliative care, he goes, I'd love to go to the races. And somehow when they got the ambulance to the track, because it was in South Australia, I think, and they got him right at like the 200-metre mark, and then Craig Williams or whatever came up and gave him stood with him in the horse and that. Like, he was
fantastic.
Perfect. So the ambos got him straight in there. So that was really cool. That was broadcast pretty well. But what's happening this week? We got a couple of group races in the Gold Coast this weekend.
Yeah, they've really sort of turned around that meeting. They always had the bat out of the hell, and the Hollandale this year is one of the toughest races you'd ever see. Like, there's some real Group One winners in there.
I don't want to say it, but I reckon that this is probably the strongest field I've seen this autumn.
It's one of them
in the Hollandale.
Yeah, like I reckon it's definitely top three.
I think the Queen Elizabeth was pretty good, and so was...
The QE was kind of like a two-horse race.
Not at all, Cowie. Like, you think Sir Dragon,
in the end, it was
Mwanga just won a Rose Hill Guineas.
But it's a three-year-old, and, you know...
It was... And think it over, should have won the Doncaster the week
before. But
Mwanga
was seven lengths last.
I'd even say that the race of Ilias ran with Colding and very elegant... run before the Ranvet was a bit better than this.
Chipping Norton.
I think you're going off a bit too far, but it's a great race.
It was an 8-horse race. That's a small field. Oh, it was actually a 7-horse race in the end. If we want to see, like, last year's QE was huge because it was a full capacity, regardless to if it was very elegant and a day, but that was a far superior field than this year's, I think.
I just want to see good horses.
Last year did have great horses. Japanese Raider, Day, very elegant.
Both of those two were better this year.
Oh, I don't know if they were better. A Day,
very elegant.
I think very elegant,
and fifth
definitely.
Fifth in the Melbourne Cup after. Like.
No, but a Day, but I'm not sure. Like, he was just...
When England won a Group 1 after it.
Just as good, I'm going to say.
All right.
I mean, it's won three Group 1s. Four Group 1s.
It's a good race. Best race at the carnival.
Big call.
Cody. Best field.
Well, let's go a couple of races before then. I'm going to have a skim over a couple of races of Goldie. Then we'll do South Australia, and then we'll smash out some of Gosford. But let's look at race four. First one, which is at the Gold Coast. This is the... great name, the Tomato Gold Market. It's a listed race, but one of my faves is going around, Scalopini, which is $9, but your favourite is Racecourse Road. Have been guilty of backing it. It is your $4.40 favourite. Let's see if it's had any love today. Nah, so nothing going on there. You've got Passage of Time. One of Tom's favourites is Boom Sarah. That's going around at a bit of odds. Stampy. And maybe the only thing that's really... Wisdom of Waters there. The only one that's really had a bit of money is Baller for Glenn Boss and Tony Golan. $10 into $8.
Boom Sarah. Racecourse Road was massive. Actually, both runs this prep...
Yeah, it's
it.
Been good, isn't it?
I really like it. But
it's coming off two wins.
Yeah, I really hate that my Tab app's gone, not market order anymore. It's really confused the hell
out of
me.
You can change it.
Yeah, I know, but I thought I did. Anyway.
It does look like that on it just like for another day.
Mate, I'm a massive Scalapini fan, and these proven thoroughbreds with the likes of Private Eye and a few others have been flying. I always back Scalapini first up. Its record's pretty incredible, and Ben Thompson riding really well. But these races up at the Gold Coast are pretty great, like Boomsara, Passage of Time, Racecourse Road. Like, you just can't fault Racecourse Road lately. Even Annabelle Neeshan takes Wisdom of Water up there. It's a nice, it's a great little hot tomato gold market.
Yeah, I like that. That's why I went on my look. We're going to have a quick look at
102.9.
Yeah, 102.9. Yeah, I reckon you just go with Racecourse Road coming off two wins and maybe, you know, make it three.
Weather's the big thing, isn't it? Because today they were assuming the last day of the rain.
Yeah, what is it like there?
Heavy
yeah, it's pretty yuck, isn't it?
Big deluge today.
Yeah, Racecourse Road travels well on the heavy and the soft going. That's probably why it's favourite.
Mm.
It's drawn well as well. I mean,
440. Yeah. I'm happy to take any favourite at 440 when you're getting anything above $4, right?
I'll take
a winner.
No, I don't think I've ever seen Pike yet. Brizzy, well, Gold Coast. So I'm kind of curious how he's going to travel up there. And
what's he on?
He's on McEwen in this race.
I backed McEwen last. Yeah, I did. Eagle Farm. Second of Jan, yeah, it's good. All right, race number five, which is your group three. That's the Ken Russell Tab. Baby Wong's in there, Tommy.
Yeah.
Baby Wong's paying $12. Your favourite is Ranch Hand, which that's gone around at some absolute skinny odds before, and it's already been smashed $4 into $3.20.
It's still nommed for...
Baby what? Wong is too.
Baby Wong, did it except for Gosford?
I think so.
How annoying.
I don't think it's except for Gosford, maybe somewhere else.
These dual noms, honestly, are the most tilting. The Ethereum thing on the weekend where it was like up until Friday night or whatever.
No, but at the same time, there was no deductions.
Yeah, but it shits me, mate.
There's no deductions.
Well, you don't know where it's running.
Well,
you're back something, you don't know who you're up against.
But you could just back both of them when you're getting no deductions.
Oh, I still don't like it.
Nice for some. If you the money.
Yeah. Invincible Tears in this race is already 21 into 14.
Baby
as well.
Wong didn't accept for Gosford.
Gosford, okay.
We were looking at the noms. That's what a bit confusing. Ranch Hand, I reckon, will go to Queensland. Just pure number wise, looking at the Gosford race, Waller's got like four others in it. So I reckon Ranch Hand might head north. I reckon it's all dependent on that rain we were just talking about, though. You know how
much
a
win
of
the soft.
Big Baby Wong fan I am, and it's 15s into 12s already. Give me some of Baby Wong.
Give you Baby Wong?
That's what.
It's had nothing in like any soft or anything. Ranch Hand at least has had a win in the soft.
It's actually quite interesting because you look at
the farm.
You look at Ranch Hand.
J-Max up there.
It's 320 up north, so obviously they're thinking that the Gosford two-year-old race is a stronger field, so to speak.
Even something like Debussy was very nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, there's some value there for sure.
Cork Harbour.
Like, something like Frontman, like Anthony and Sam Friedman taking it from Melbourne all the way north. Like,
this is tough. I have no idea.
There's an unstarted, like, Phoenix Thoroughbred for the Guy family.
What about the bottom, down the bottom? Is Dovetail Diva, $31 into 12 today.
Interesting.
31 into 12?
Your money.
Simons and Laxon, whoever the fuck they
are. No, they go pretty well. Sheila Laxon won a...
Well, it's come off a trial and one win at Doomben 93 days ago.
Interesting.
So that's pretty interesting, 31 into 12. All right, race six is the Johnny Walker Gold Coast Race Atlanta listed race. Tycoon Evie's going around, okay. Tycoon Evie, yeah, $4.40 favourite is... Yeah, no money for it. Easy Far, that's there as well. It's six. You're getting $6.50 for Grace and Harmony, and maybe like Signore Nera at $7.50. Waller's up there with Opie Bosson up there as well. Kelly, one of your faves.
Yeah, Opie's there to pretty much give the swan song to the Bell. Yeah, so Bell's having two more runs, I reckon. This one this
just
weekend.
Two? Yeah.
And then the one for the Doomben Cup, I think.
Possibly the Cup, or maybe that new race, the Q.
Oh, Q. Yeah. One of the two, though, regardless. That'll be the last run, and it'll be a mum off the back of that.
They're actually selling her, I think, at the Magic Million sale. People talking like she could go for over $3 million.
You reckon?
I don't see why she couldn't. If Sunlight can go for $4 million, I don't see why Melody Bell couldn't.
Tycho Nevey looks pretty good. $4.40. It's coming off what? Second, first, second, second. That's a pretty good list. And that's the second in a listed. Lost to Easy Far last race.
It's a good race. I love it's a good race. I love when Maxi says good soys.
Good soys.
That really tickles me in a good way. Nothing sweet about me. Do you remember Gabriella Chilmi, the Aussie singer?
I don't mind that.
Nothing sweet about me.
I was looking at the exact same thing. It's drawn one if it gets a start. Willie Pike on the back. Waterhouse Bot. I think all signs.
Point two.
$16. I mean, that's...
And there's a little trick I've done that's been very prosperous for me is when I see Friedman's take one up north.
Yeah.
Like, even for a race like this. Around that $18, $19, the first time I saw it, I didn't do it, and it won at 20s. And then, who was it? Donato went up there?
Yeah.
Oh, and still went around at $15. Ridiculous. And those colours for Fabrini, this market's actually keeps changing at the moment. They must know we're talking about it.
You look at Designs, which is Friedman, Anthony and Sam. I'm pretty sure that ran today in Queensland.
Right. I'm talking about stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just looking at that one there. It says first emergency. I'm pretty sure it ran today, so it's probably not going. But
and the fact that there's no jockey listed, there's probably good chance that it won't go
around. Oh, big hitters going around. So that's a mate of mine. He's probably listening. He's got a share in this thing up in Queensland. It ran enormous last race. So it had, what did it run? It ran second on the Goldie on the weekend. It was like 40 to 1 into like 20s or whatever. Ran a huge second. Look, it's a fourth emergency at 100s, but... Look for another race where it pops up.
In touching on that, my aunt and uncle got a share in Only Words. It's an import from New Zealand, and it does like it's a won a listed race over there, and loves the soft. So if we're talking a real wet track, Abdullah, he might have won on it. The win 2 starts ago. I can't remember if it was him or
did.
Someone else. So he knows the horse pretty well. $11 is a silly price for it. I think. I think he might have something on that.
Beautiful. Gold Coast Guineas, pretty good race. Group 3, your fixed odds fave. What are we? $4.60 for Mabusha, Jimmy Byrne and the Snowdens. So $4.60 there. You're getting 6 for Rocketing By, 6 for Simply Fly, $6.50 Lord Olympus, $8 Amish Boy. Yeah, got another one under $10 there in Kisikano for Mick Rodden. Mr. Nolan, pretty good race. There's a lot going on at the top of the market.
Very tough.
I have no idea. Tom?
Cheers, mate.
Tonight.
No, it's actually a really good race. Maybe. It's actually a really good race. Yeah, Mabusha, the Snowdens running really well. J-Mac rocketing by. Simply Fly has been incredible this preparation. It's ridiculous. Lord Olympus going strength to strength. Amish Boy, there's even, I reckon you can find a bit of value down here as well. Like Miss Canada's run really well as early on in its career, and it Lee's does so well when he goes to the Gold Coast. I think it's actually been up there since it's been back. Even a horse like Kisikano.
Yeah, I was just singing
when
that.
When it's in form, it's very hard to beat as well. It's a great race.
Hasn't had a win for a while though.
This is actually really tough, but I'm going to go with the Sydney form here. I think the Sydney... saying that, like Amish Boy in that Arrowfield sprint, I mean, it's drawn 14, but, you know, I think $8 is a wrong price. Rocketing By, similar kind of style. That group two was strong.
Money for that Rocketing By, though. Nine into six today.
That's going to be one of the hot form races going forward.
I think that Arrowfield sprint form holds, and, like... As much as I do like Kisikano, and I've backed it plenty of times, it's just kind of drifted off the map. And with Mabusha at the moment, it's drawn 15, and that could be real problematic, especially at Gold Coast with that tight turn. You probably want to be in the front half of the field. Well, I mean, that's kind of my guide of Gold Coast usually.
Well, even you know, this is a bit like Hawkesbury as well. You like a horse that has won on the track, and I think something like Kisikano comes right back into it.
But you know,
so, all right, Tommy's Kisikano. I'm sticking with Rocketing By.
$11. Yeah, I can. I mean, sorry,
you can Barry entertain 11. Yeah,
Barrier 11 worries me because it likes to be up on speed, which is perfect for the map. Mm. But it's going to have to work. Its ticks are that it's great on the soft and heavy going. That's a massive tick. It's good at Gold Coast, also a massive tick. So 950, you can definitely have a go at.
I wish I got the better price for rocketing by J-Mac and Pfeiffer, 9-6. But look, it's coming off a fifth in a Group 2 Wild Ruler. But before then, it had, you know, 3 wins in a row. Pretty sure it won. One with McAvoy on and Bowman and Overmeer. It's had a bunch of different jocks.
Look, the McAvoy win was the millennium. And if you...
Yeah.
It was a huge...
It was massive.
Yeah.
And it beat Prime Star, I think, from memory.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a rocketing buy guy. Tom's a Kisakana guy. Coey's an Amish boy. Get your trifecta.
I think Sydney form holds here, personally.
SF.
Okay. And race of the millennium, according to Coey, is the Hollandale Stakes.
Of the order.
Which is race, race millennium. Number 8. All right. So the big fella, Villiers, is going around. Is this the time that this guy gives me my money back? I'm not sure. He's $5.50 and he open 6, so a little bit of a move, right? So you got 50 stars. You got Holmesman, Humidor, Mr. Seawolf, Shared Ambition, Zaki, which a lot of people, you know, lost their money on the other week. Melody Bell, like Coey said, it's got 2 more runs, I guess. Tommy, Natoya's going around. Is it going to run? Is she going to go around?
I think so. I think she's going to have a couple more runs, and I don't think she's going to the English sale anymore. She'll go toward the Magic Million sale now.
Right.
So maybe get a couple of wins. Wendy still believes like she's running pretty well. I think she'll be sold at the Magic Million sale.
So a couple more runs.
After a couple more runs.
Well, people, I've had numerous people thank us for bringing up Natoya and winning on the weekend. I saw a couple of blokes in Monavale the other day and they all jumped on Natoya. So they're very happy.
First time hearing of it.
Yeah, sorry. I must have told you. I bumped into them on Saturday. So the Rogans, if you're listening, they were all pretty stoked. Their whole family jumped on. They were out there for a 30th and all took a piece of the 26, and
where I parked at Randwick afterwards.
Yeah,
I was going towards my car, and Coey was just there, but I saw Ray Thomas and Munzie. Lizzie Jelfs.
Yeah,
and I just had a chat to both of them, and she's like, Lizzie said to me, "Look at these guys who have parked next to you. They all back Natoya. They're all blind off their head." So I said, "Stand by, guys." Went to the car, pulled out the trophy, and they've all got photos.
Oh, that's sick
and stuff. And
yeah, that's like, mad. Awesome. I think Natoya is a very not because it's yours, but it's a very popular horse for people, right? And everyone like when it seems to be like a favorite. Maybe it is because it drinks beers and sinks piss just like its owners and eats pizza. Who knows? But what's going on with the race, Coey? What are you? A Melody Bell man, Zaki?
I love Melody Bell. I love Natoya, but I think if we're going horses for courses, you're looking at Paraday, I think. I know it's drawn the car park, but
14 into 10 today.
It ran at the during the Magic Millions Carnival. I can't remember what it won.
It won in Caulfield. It beat Shared Ambition. It was paying $5. It was back in February.
What did it win? It definitely won something during the Magic Millions in January.
It won on the Gold Coast and it beat So Dapper. And it beat Frosty Rocks.
And it brained them. It brained them.
I had a few good runs.
I think the heavy weather troubles me a little bit, but if we're looking horses for courses and it's $10.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. But saying that, you can literally just... You could throw a dart at a board right now and go, yeah, righto, that'll do.
Brandenburg First Emergency isn't a silly bet either at $23. It was a bit of a hidden run last time. Yeah, it did come 12th, but ignore the 12th placing. It ran really well.
It's never run 1,800.
Ward also lost by only by three and a half lengths or something. But
I reckon I could talk you into so many, every course here.
Well, talk me out of some then.
No.
Okay, we'll talk me into, I don't know, Avilius. Can the big fella do it?
Mate, a wet track, there is no better than the big A.
They'll be doing a rain dance big time right now.
If it's heavier, Avilius and Natoya. A bunch of these, Natoya, 50 stars, the Candyman, if he gets a run like this, if it's heavy, it brings it in. If it's firm, then I'm probably more, like if it improves really well, then maybe a horse like Zaki, off these two runs, getting some favours its way. It's drawn the car park as well. Melody Bell's ridiculous draw. Like, maybe you got to look at something. Maybe you really got to do the speed map and see how the race is actually going to play out before having a bet here, because it's ridiculous.
So you got Ben Thompson on Natoya.
Ben Thompson's ridden Natoya a couple of times, and he's done really well on her. I think he finished 6th in a mire on her running, coming from, like, she walked out of the gates and flew home for six and did really well. He's a great jockey, doing great things, and he knows the horse better than most jockeys. So I think he'll
get
go
the best
really
out
well.
Of her.
But I think this might be too tough for her. Like, some of these horses are just going super. Melody Bell. I got to go with Melody Bell. 750 in any race, Melody Bell. Give me some of that.
Okay.
Just the fact that it's 550 the field shows how how tight this is. But, I mean, I don't want to say it, but I'm almost on the Avelius camp, you know, after Parody. Like, Parody I like because of the track. Avelius purely because of condition and how it's what it's been running up against. Like, I think full capacity fields, doesn't mind the company. Obviously, a Group 1 winner. If it rains, I mean, shit. This thing, I'd imagine the 550. If it's a heavy 10 on Saturday, Avelius, I'd imagine, be like a $4 starter.
It suits a horse like Vanna Girl as well. Like
Queenslander.
Queenslander goes well to the Gold Coast. Like, it's only ever had one soft track run, and it won pretty well. Like...
Mm. Well, I'm an Avelius man too, Coey, but even if Brandenburg gets a run there, it's going into my same race multi.
It could. I'm not going to lie. Like Tom said, I could almost. I don't want to say it, but if you're doing a quarter, you might have to hit that F button.
Never done it before.
Shared Ambition, really?
Never. Which I did once.
Well, yeah,
it cost me 10,000. Yeah, in the cup, cost me 10 grand in the Prince of Penzance one.
I told you that time. It's the sickness. I had the field going into last, and three favourites had won, and I was like, "Oh, come on, this roughy." Can't remember. It was in yellow for Chris Waller. Anyway, if it won, it was the roughest chance, 3.5 grand, and it got up because all I had was field in the last.
That's over.
And it was the widest chance.
Like we always say. Yeah. Hey,
pretty
Tommy.
Sure I stood out of Avelius in one leg of that quarter as well.
Yeah, that was a pretty sick one. All right, well, none of us went Zaki then.
It'd be a big quarter. Jump on the quarter, everyone. Like, I think whichever way you play it, even if you got 10%, I think it's going to pay.
And then jump on the treble if you...
Yeah, 10% would be plenty on Saturday, I think.
It's pretty good sores.
Yeah. All right, well, let's head to Morpheville before we head to Gosford. So I think we only got like two races there. So let's go race 7, which is the South Australian Derby. Explosive Jack coming off a pretty good win whenever it was.
Australian Derby.
Yeah. Yep. $3.10 favourite. Next, we got Lakiro. We have Deep Strike. There's a couple there. Personal was even there at $5. But Explosive Jack was enormous last start. That was a good win.
In the Derby, it was a massive win. It's a big horse, and it likes it. And it obviously is still doing pretty well. Like, it's hard to go around it. If you think Flexible should have won last week.
I don't.
Watch Personal.
Yeah.
Watch Personal. Oh, yeah. Was ridiculous.
Last start?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, when it lost to...
Yeah, it was the horse we were just talking about.
Mm.
Like, it was against Flexible. It was...
Meteor Award.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm not gonna... That was the name. Yeah, that was the name.
Its run was massive. The problem both times is it can't draw a gate. It's in 16 this week. But like Ollie does at that Morfordville track, he knows it so well. He goes around and he flies home on him and gives him a big chance there. So if the horse is good enough, and I think he's got a bit less weight than some of these, I think Personal is a massive chance. One I've always been a big fan of is Let's Crack a Deal.
Big time.
And it's been over there, had a couple of runs. Mara and Eustace flying, obviously, with the idea of running in the in a South Australian Derby after its last prep, it ran in the Derby in Melbourne. They're the two horses I'll be looking at. Personal, well, probably three: Explosive Jack, Personal, and Let's Crack a Deal. Royal Mile has done nothing wrong in its last few starts.
Yeah,
it's been
coming
really
off
impressive.
Four wins.
Yeah, there's a few runners. Like, it's really hard to...
Liquero is exactly the same, though. If you're going to pick Explosive Jack, I think Liquero has more scope than it. Better price being one.
$5.
The fact that it only came second to Explosive Jack... Sorry, it beat Explosive Jack two starts back in the St. Ledger Troll over 2,200. And it's a proper backmarker. Sorry, it's a leader, the explosive jacks.
Back
marker. I think it just holds. It warrants a little bit of respect. I think. I can't imagine too many horses are going to be up on the speed. It being 2500, and a lot of these
might be a bit of a walk.
A lot of these types. I mean, if you look, I guess in the double digit kind of side of things, a lot of these horses are coming out of benchmark grade, and that kind of when you don't get too much of a weight swing in the you know the same age and same competition.
Yeah,
I just don't see any upside in a lot of them. So. I'd just assuming a lot of these are just going to drift on the day, and like anything at the kind of 40s and up mark, I just wouldn't even really touch on.
All right, so speaking about roughies, number 14 is called Ichiban San. What does that mean, Kahoy?
Number one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is it
San being like
yeah, Ichi's one. So what's Ban San?
Ichiban is number one.
Okay, and San?
San is like, a suffix that you add to the name, I guess.
Oh, right, okay.
Like you call, I call you Zach's son.
Ah, okay, right. So the polite way of doing it. Yes, Tom just says
mine. Does name mean anything?
Oh, no, that doesn't look anything.
So I've literally plucked Kandala? It out of obscurity.
Yes, I don't think that's Jap.
Like it's the owner group. No one's Jap here.
No one's Jap.
Well, I was just wondering, it's in the Dalasan colours. I just wondered if...
I'm guessing... It's probably a good chance that the San comes from the Dallas San half anyway.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Good point. All right, the Adelaide Guineas is next. Cherry Tall Tony, $2.20 favourite. Owes some people some money from when it's run. Was it? It's run at Rosehill, I think it was. Anyway, $2.20 favourite there. You got Embolism at fives. You have Casino 17. Anything that has Casino in it, where do I sign? $6.50 is agreeable. We got Way to Go Paula at $7.50. And there's been... nothing else that's happening. So, Cherry, do we trust it? $2.20 coming out of barrier 9 for Mr. Payne.
Are we going to get caught up in this again?
I'm
not going to back it for the price.
Nope.
$2.20.
Stand it out in the quality bar.
Don't get me wrong. It is definitely coming out of the strongest company out of any of these runners.
Mm-hmm. But what's it had? It's had one trial since that. Group 2 lost to Yale Town.
And it doesn't... Yeah, I mean, it does well first up, but, he's hurt me a lot over this autumn.
He has.
And it's just been... Oh, next
I
up.
I think we all got
oh,
in.
Next start.
Yeah, we all got cash in then.
This is when
it
we
could
all...
be. I don't know. Like, it's...
I do remember us all being on him at Mooney Valley that time when he beat... What was it? Where did he say that horse? Keiko?
Oh, Quay.
Quay. Keiko.
Fucking
anyway.
Kelly.
Anyway, thoughts? Is there anything you don't like the price, but you can't find anything to beat it?
I don't mind agreeable $6.50.
Famous colours,
$8 to $6.50. Barrier 7 to the Freedman's.
And no, it was Toffee Tongue Oaks last year. Regardless, same colours won it. And, I do love a Victorian going into Morfettville for a couple of features.
Yeah,
big fan of that move. Saying that, I keep looking at fucking Cherry Tall Tony. I don't.
All right, well, Cherry. I guess we just sit with Cherry. It's a bit of a nothing race, that one. I like the race before it, though.
I mean, it's 220 favourite. Five horses in single figures. I mean,
start with a three and I'll start thinking about it.
Yeah, I think just wait for the market. I reckon he might drift, maybe. I can't imagine him going any shorter.
Okay. Well, I don't know. All right, well, let's head to Gosford. Gosford's a standalone meeting this week. We'll fly through some of the races here. We don't have to go over them all, but let's look at just race one. This is the favourite here is Ranch Hand, so this is where your dual nom is. So, Tommy, you reckon going to Queensland?
I think looking at the amount of Chris Waller horses there,
yeah,
I'd say that I don't think he had any others in the Gold Coast, so I'd say he might send it there, but depending on the weather.
So there's actually a few there. So Cork Harbour was in that
Black
thing
Type
as well.
Will be another thing as well if it wants to go for that angle. Like, if it wants to get a little bit of stakes grade in him, it's not... A strong field up there. I think it's more of a matter of if your two-year-old can handle the conditions, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's skip race one.
No. Don't skip it.
Really?
Tommy?
What do you got?
Let's go and again. We're on it at 20, Zach.
Which one?
And again.
We're on it at 20, Zach.
Mr. Fraser.
We'll keep riding it.
And they run last time was huge.
So I don't know if I've said it on here before, but my old man bred it.
What'd you say you're on at 20 is?
Yeah, so I said just watch the trial.
That's right.
When it ran at Gosford on debut. I just said watch the trial. I think it's a spec.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat home the likes of Sliders and
there was another good
in
offer.
Flanders or something like that. Did pretty well. Knows Gosford pretty well. I reckon it's going to drift. And it's run against Palele was massive.
Humongous.
So I think it's going to run pretty well. But in saying that, there's some great Chris Waller horses. Sweet Ruby for Kim War looks like a very improving type and great price for it. Kinexi's always sort of catches the eye. Overpass has been doing well for Bjorn. It's a good little race, but I think if they set it up pretty nicely, I'd like something on it. Again, I'm saying that with a lot of bias, so take it as you will.
I think $6 is great.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think you'll get a better
price.
Happy
for you to talk me into it.
Like, I mean...
Well, it depends what Ranchan does as well. I think Ranchan is a great horse, and I think...
It's going to go to Queensland, I'd say.
Well, if it does, back it first up. I think it's first up run. They're going to have it ready to go wherever it's going to run.
Because if Ranchan goes to Queensland, I'm only assuming that it's going to stay up in Queensland for maybe
It'll stay for a bit.
Who knows? I'm actually not sure what the plan is, but there's plenty of good two-year-old features up there with plenty of prize money up for offer. So if Ranchan is up capable, it'll go up to Queensland and stay in Queensland.
Race number two looks really tough. When I look at it, I look at Ramstein. Ramstein's $5. It's not your favourite, but you got a $4.20 favourite in Henschel, which is for Alan Denham, Jay Collett, $4.20 in from $4.80. But we have Flat Heaven, $5. You have Ramstein, $5. You have Blondo, $5.50. Quiet Riot, $6.50.
Is it Ramstein?
I say Ramstein.
Ramstein? What's the band?
Ramstein.
Oh, okay.
Well, you say Ramstein.
I think this is like...
You go with Ramstein.
No, when someone calls it Ramstein. There's someone, not the band, the horse.
Really? Well, yeah, I'd go with Ramstein. Yeah.
It's a very midweek kind of field, this.
It is, isn't it? Are we looking at Warwick Farm here or something?
Like, is this a Canterbury going around today?
Give me some Ramstein, though. Or Ramstein. Fucking killing me now, Tommy. yeah, it's a bit of a nothing race to me. I'm not really fussed, but if I was back in one, I'd go Ramstein, which is coming off, a second at Canterbury last start to Olympic Legend. Only just lost 0.1 of a length.
Blondo is first up a couple of places. Second up will go pretty well as well. So, like, look for it to catch the eye. Henschel has been a really good horse. I've sort of followed it here and there. I don't know if a 420 favourite is sort of what it is, but Alan Denham on these Gosford tracks in the Central Coast, like close to his home base at Wyong, look at him to have a good run as well, Henschel. I think I'll probably have something on it.
You boys are both going to Gosford?
Yeah. Flat Heaven could be an interesting one too. I think last start, and this is the Lost and Running chat that we're going to probably regret having, but Lost and Running absolutely brained them.
It sure did.
But
I told you it might.
Yeah.
It might.
But saying that, it's coming out of the same race as it.
Yeah.
We clearly know that that's a smart type. I mean,
Very smart.
It runs second to it by, quite the margin of four lengths, but it was in an 88 grade, going back down to a 78.
Yeah.
Campbell Rewilla on the back with a 3 kilo claim, I'm assuming. I'd give it another go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Quite honestly, like I said, it's kind of like a midweek feel.
They all are. I'm sort of skipping along here and seeing if what's worth sort of going over. Let's skip to race five. This is where Parry Sound is. It's a benchmark 78. It's a 2100, so a bit of a distance run. Parry Sound is your favourite. It's on the drift, though. There's been a bit of money for Mr. Swashbuckler. 650 in the five. So Wicked. Salika. Ready by Design. Al Bambino. That's all happening there. So the money, though, for at this race is Avion Fury, Karen and Mr. Thompson, 950 into 650.
I don't have too much opinion in these days. You,
nothing,
Tommy?
Yeah,
follow the money.
Yeah, it can be one of those races. I'm a big fan of Al Bambino as well, and the Robert and Luke Price have been doing pretty well. A couple of these are nominated. I know High Opinions. I'm pretty sure dual nom for Wagga.
Salika's a great
sort of horse.
Interesting runner.
Another Wednesday one, eh?
Yeah, but I can't remember I'm looking at the form now. He ran in Group 3 company
a couple of times. Yeah, lost to Polly Gray, took it out, and then Missy Beale took one out.
I'm kind of looking back to the... I don't know if that was...
It ran in the Gosford...
Group 3 Gosford to Threewood.
I remember the replay, but I can't remember what the race was.
Yeah, Threewood won it.
But regardless, that was...
And it was a heavy track.
It was a heavy track, so I mean, I don't know how much you can go off that. It's never won on the good conditions, so another thing to go off that. I don't know. No, yeah, leave me out of it. Yeah. Watch the money.
Race 6, bit of a takeover target. So, fixed odds favourite, Signore Fox, Tommy Berry, and the Snowdens, $2.80. It's on the drift, though, out from $2.50. Easy Eddie is there at $3.20. Snitz is going round. Enchanted Heart is your money. That's Jay Collett, Chris Lee. $6 into $4. And any other money going? No, that's it. Money is for Enchanted Heart, which I think went round on the weekend, which didn't go great.
It won first up against Lawson Running.
So it won against Lawson Running, and Lawson Running ran again, and it came in ninth.
Yeah. It's a weird little race, actually, this takeover target. The Norms weren't that strong, and, yeah, there's a couple of decent runners. Snitz on a backup concerns me. It wasn't great first up, but maybe that just means it did no work, and then maybe we'll see the real Snitz this week. Luna Mia at $23 stands out for me a little bit. Like, this horse has promised the world, had a lot of injuries, had a lot of setbacks, lightly race, ran pretty well in a country championship or maybe a Cozzy Oscar. I can't remember what it was.
I think it was a country champs, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it might need the run, but I think on its day it's up to the likes of these as well. But the top lot, I think Signore Fox's run last start wasn't that bad. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought it would win, and I still think it's probably the best horse in this race, so you got to be with it.
Coley in agreement, pretty much.
I think it's the top three in the market that really interests me, honestly.
It's annoying these races. They have, like, what, seven going on?
I think the Splintex race, which Easy Eddie and Signore Fox competed in, is probably the form race. But Snitz, you're right. It's interesting. Did it miss the jump? Because
I can't remember.
Looking at this, I can't remember the replay, but 11 in the run the whole way through, coming last. I feel that Snitz is usually an on-speed runner.
Yeah, maybe it just didn't work.
Whether it might have been drawn wide or something, I'm not sure what the... I'll need to go watch the replay for this.
Barrier 14, yeah.
Yeah, so... Top three in the market, pretty much.
Follow them.
Yeah, follow them.
Gosford Gold Cup, race number 7. So, just double checking.
Paths of Glory.
Yeah, are they all nommed for Wagga as well?
So, Spirit Ridge is definitely going to Wagga.
So, Paths of Glory is still in the Wagga market.
Yeah.
It's waiting because they've Friedman reckons that he's probably going to go to Wagga because it's dry down there.
Right. Is it really?
It's a good four down there.
Right. Well, you know, looking at this Gosford Cup, yes, there are a couple that might run at Wagga and not be in the race. But Paths of Glory is there. Polly Gray is the favourite at $5.50. Entente is there. Spirit Ridge, Woodcock, if it's pissing down. Stockman is even there, Tommy.
Yeah, Stockman's a pretty good horse. I think it's got the ability to be with the likes of these ones. I think third up will be... Bit fitter as well. I think it's a good little horse. A horse like Entente as well, really.
It's due, isn't it?
It's due. I think it's going to run a really good race. Wherever Lord Mayor goes, I'm going to take note because I think it could be very good. There's a horse at odds as well, or Hush Rider as well, been running sort of inconsistent, but could show up the race like here. God knows with Cariff, Coe and I had some experience with Cariff.
Don't deal with it.
You say Woogock needs that nice wet track. I think a Gosford track, if it can lead, if it can get in front of Entente and dictate on its own a bit, and there's a bit of sting out of the track, I think Woogock might be... Josh Parr...
He's great in the leader.
Leader, fantastic. I think
he's riding the house down at the
moment. Yeah, depending on the weather. But again, this is probably a money sort of race because the market's going to reshape after Wagga.
Yeah, after that's been accepted. All right, well, let's have a look at the new race, the 500 grand, The Coast, which is the new big race out of Gosford. And your fixed odds favourite is All Saints Eve, $6, equal favourite with Wheelhouse. So $6 the field is means there's plenty going on here. $6.50 for Nimmerly, which has run well. Brandenburg, obviously dual nommed there, so that's 11 into 9. Arapeo, I think that's how you say it. That's going round, and what else is in there? Maybe something like Brutality, that opened 15, got out to as much as 20 and back into 15, but Nudge is even there. So we got Nudge, Wheelhouse, and All Saints Eve, all $6 favourites.
This is a great little race, Tommy. actually...
Hey, what, how can you... What are you
No. Great as in, like, betting-wise. Like, I think it's...
Race of the autumn, I reckon.
Fucking hell.
How do you pick?
I say hello at bottom white.
I think the money, Wheelhouse, which is 10 into 6 today.
I was about to
today.
Say the same thing, Coey.
I say hello at 4... I think that run it had in... Where was it?
Which one did you just say? Which one?
I say hello. All Hello This Eve comes out of it and was the winner.
Well, that one on the weekend.
That race, it's a bit of a back marker, and it's I guess it's an unknown. Is that why it's $14, Tommy? I actually don't know. Like,
which one?
13, the bottom one. I say hello.
Yeah. It's a little drift.
What's the name of the horse? Yes. Hello.
Hello. I think I see a lot of upside to it. I mean, it... Everyone was second-guessing if it was ready for the Metro.
It's a horse on the improve, yeah, Coey. Yeah. So that's the big thing. You look at some of these horses, All Saints Eve, Wheelhouse coming out of a Doncaster.
Nimalee's also been in
Nimalee and a bunch of them come out of the Queen of the Turf.
Yep.
I think that's the one on the improve, and I think it'll do pretty well. Wheelhouse is still, though, its runs this prep have been really good. Like, you read 13th and go, oh, okay. But that Doncaster, that was the race field of the autumn, because I don't think that any horse was above 100.
I said top three, guys.
No.
Above 100.
You're not going to
let this down. That was a
benchmark.
Huge.
Yeah. All of them in the Doncaster. So I think that's a race. And I think Wheelhouse coming out, a little fresh in there, could run a massive one here. But I'll take your point. I'd say hello's been great.
I think
Cornwall with Lees.
I guess the big question mark for me, like, I like the price of I Say Hello at 14s, but saying that, it's actually not that far off from favouritism, really. Like, you
get bucks, six. Yeah,
you know, like, Nimalee, 59 kilos. I mean, it can handle the weight, but then you look at the rest of the field. It's a
Nudge.
It's a 7 kilo swing. Nudge, also great, coming out of benchmark 100 grade. I mean, it seems to be the bridesmaid constantly, that thing. Like,
second, third, fourth.
It loves to run a hole, but doesn't quite get the job done.
Not one of these horses have won at Gosford. I think Electric Girls placed there a couple of times, or Hello Dave has placed. For a coast, I think it adds a little something to it as well. If we get a couple running a bit hot as well, it could definitely set up for Nudge. Nudge has been running so well, but hasn't cracked through yet. But
I was on that Arapaio the other week, and I wasn't totally disappointed by its run. Second up, it might be fitter for it. I really don't know. It's a
tough race. I don't even mind Brutality.
Like, All Saints Eve, if it was a heavier track, I'd probably be on it. All Hallows Eve on the same breath was actually really good the other day, winning. But if I were to compare it to Nudge, I'd take Nudge over All Hallows Eve. But I am specking both Arapaio and I Say Hello.
Okay, you picked four. Pick one. If you have that pick one, put it on the top.
Not Arapaio, because I said...
Okay, that's gone.
Nudge is probably the most likely.
All right, Nudge, Thomas.
Wheelhouse.
All right, I'm gonna go Brutality.
Speaking of odds.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It was a pretty good run, that seventh Lena's Hero. I know it's coming out of benchmark 88, but look, it's... I don't know. I'm looking at a bit of odds there. I don't mind Tommy that I Say Hello either, Coey. All right, I'll kick things off with my first one. My multi is staying on the Gold Coast. I'm not at Gosford or Morpheville or wherever it is, Adelaide. We are going Ranch Hand, assuming that it runs on the Goldie. I think it wins, and I think it is going to go there. Ranch Hand is race 5. Tycoon Eevee in race 6. I'm going to go for the win. That's 440 as well. And the Big A is going to run a place. May even win in race 8, but I'm going a bit soft and going the place. You're back in Ranch Hand, win. Tycoon Eevee win. Avilius Place, you're getting a touch over $30. If you want to chuck Avilius into win, you're getting nearly 80. All right, Thomas.
Not bad, Zach. I don't mind that at all. I've gone 3 as well. I've gone 1 leg at the Gold Coast with, similar to your theory, getting something to place in the Hollandale. I've gone Melody Bell at 270 to place.
Nice. I like it. Yep.
I think that's pretty good. Again, please note, I am being biased when I say this. And again, to win $6, give me some of that.
That's race
Race one, I can't remember what number Gosford. It was. And again, I think you get a better price on the day. And I'm actually going to Friday race. I'm going back to Wagga. And love in the Wagga Cup, I don't care who goes there, who decides to go there, who decides to go to Gosford, Yonkers will win the Wagga Gold Cup.
You reckon he's going to just win?
Yeah.
Yonkers paying $3.60. Yonkers was...
he's flying.
So maybe win, wasn't it? Far out. I will say maybe with the price, just wait until the day to back Yonkers, just because probably get a few deductions with all the horses coming out, but yeah, that's about $58.
Speaking of deductions, did anyone see on Sunday at Sunny Coast? I can't remember which race number it was, but literally because of the deluge of rain,
yeah,
they had 70 cents in deductions.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they didn't run on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Before it rained, like before the market was solidified, by Saturday morning, out for the next day, it had 70 cents of deductions.
Yeah, that's insane.
Tom's trying to puzzle that together.
Already before it had been done. Before, yeah.
It was Sunshine Coast on Sunday.
Yeah, so on the Saturday,
yeah,
for Sunny Coast race, whatever.
Yeah, but they didn't run.
Yeah, I know, they didn't run the end. But, yeah, like, imagine just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, getting shafted like that. Yeah. All right, your multi, Coey.
Mine's just a simple two-legger. I've gone Anagen as well, and Avilius.
Coey.
That's all I've done.
Avilius to win?
Yep, both to win.
All right.
I just think Anagen was huge, Tommy. And I think that if you're getting $6 or more on the race day, I think it's just... over's god.
Again, it comes out of a group three run where it came second, and give it another couple of metres. I think it goes pretty close. So
I'm kind of curious why it's on the drift. It's kind of...
I just think it's Gary's right. Gary's name.
Yeah.
I say it was think a Waller it over horse. All the time. Yeah. Yeah.
If it was a Waller horse, it would be going around favourite.
Stable money as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Avilius to place or win?
Both to win.
Yeah, it's just going two legs, mate.
Both to win, 33-1. I just...
Yeah. In the race of the millennium.
Millennium. Is it the millennium now, or is it the...
Oh, I've just pumped it up
a bit.
I don't
know, mate. We're just telling you a story,
I'm pumping
right?
your tyres. All right, that's that's the racing podcast. If you are keen, we are releasing Rugby League One as well, so tune into that. Thank you, boys.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your mates or share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at Give Us A Spell Pod. Feel free to get in touch with us. We love hearing from our listeners and having a chat with you. If it's anything about sport or racing or a punt that you had, you won or lost, we love hearing it. If you haven't left a review yet on Apple Podcasts or on Facebook, please do. It does wonders for us growing the show. And there's plenty in our archives from previous interviews from all the stars in rugby and racing. So be sure to check those out. Happy punting.